This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My bed. Of reasons, not the least of which is I'm in Los Angeles, the city of angels, at the fabulous studios of the CRN Digital Network, and I can look across the hall and almost imagine where Jennifer Horn plops herself when she's at work over here. So
plop is such a nice word. It's so graceful. It's so elegant.
Yes.
Accurate, but you know.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, nice, very nice transition. I can't tell you. At some point in time today, remind me to tell you about what it took to fly, to just get on an airplane yesterday in Florida and fly to California. It should be pretty easy, you know, no big deal. I'll tell you the story after a while.
You sound so awake, so props to you.
I am awake, not because I got a lot of sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless he just hasn't slept and he just landed.
No, I'm not that bad. There's another story to that, but that can wait for a while. I want to focus on at the end of the year and as we anticipate the new year. And yes, I promise we'll talk about Carrie Fisher because a lot of people want to talk about Carrie Fisher. But I'm more interested in sort of a general approach to where we are now. Let's say Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria and Kara are one big happy family. Where are we now as we end the year 2016 and we go into the new year 2017, which is a mind blower in itself just to say, where are we in our own happiness index? There's such a thing called the Gross National Happiness Index. Have you all heard of that? Jennifer,
no.
Have you heard of it?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so this is something that was started back in 1972. And since then, we haven't talked about it. Jennifer goes back to a number of years here with me, and normally we don't do the same thing everybody else does, but we kind of, I don't want to think about the year 2016 because it really sucked, and it doesn't do any good to talk about it anyway because it's all done. All these people that waste all this time, these are the big stories of 2016. Come on, haven't you got something better to do? Like, look ahead with anticipation and excitement to what the new year will bring. And that's kind of where the Gross National Happiness Index comes in. If you go back 30, 40 years, the idea that we as a country, as a group of people, we could express some sort of quantitative phenomena like happiness or life satisfaction is another way that I look at it. The way that we can take, for example, I was earlier expressing this with Kara, how happy I am with my Christmas this year. Meredith and I spent a magnificent day together, and we just shared each other. And that was, for me, as good a Christmas as I could have under the circumstances, because my children were spread out all over the place, and only today can we all get together. So that's why I came to California yesterday, to find another measure of happiness. Even if we had no presence whatsoever, the fact that we will all be together and enjoy each other's company, which is what we love to do, we have a great time together. And we will. I've got a stocking for Miles and some presents for the kids and that sort of thing. Today's Megan's birthday, and Miles' birthday was the other day. Actually, Megan's birthday was yesterday, but she was just coming back from England, so that's why we didn't all get together, but we will this afternoon. And just share the stories about what Megan experienced in England with Miles for the first time. He was cognate. You know, he'd been there before as a youngster. Megan's husband is a specialist in Chaucer. I think we were talking about that yesterday, and people laughed. How can you have
aren't many of those left?
There are three. Actually, in the whole world, there are three people.
Two of them are on life support. I love Canterbury's Tales as much as the next English major, yeah, but wow, that's an interesting
But there are people
thing.
Who, you know, I mean, that has value, literary value.
Sure, of course.
A lot of people. So he's chosen that to be his field, and God love him, he got a good job out of it, and is a full professor now at UCLA, and so is Megan. And that's what makes them, that world, living in that world, working in that world, that's what makes them happy. And frankly, I've never seen Megan as happy in my life.
Oh, between, that's really sweet.
Well, it really is.
Well, between Miles, it sounds like that makes her very happy. Yeah.
And her job satisfaction, she's going to run a department that's being set up around her skills at UCLA, and she's really thrilled with that, and has a pretty good situation. And I look at Jennifer. Victoria, you've had a good year, and you're going to get married this next year, so that the idea of getting married is supposed to bring, it's supposed to bring you happiness. Let's keep our fingers crossed for you. Jennifer is sniffing around in that department as well. So
make me sound like a dog. You've used the word sniff and plop when you're describing me.
That is love. You know, it's nothing but love that I have for you.
I tease. I tease.
I know. So anyway, the things that we have to be we always talk about death and destruction and the horrors of whatever is going on in some place that we've never been and never will go, and the things that we ought to be happy about, we kind of ignore for whatever the reason. And so can we think about that for the rest of this week, and maybe it'll push. I mean, once in a while I have because the program originally called Good Day, this is an offshoot of that, and the idea is to give people ideas that will give a good day, are the things that we talk about that become annoying, and the people are obnoxious, and we do silly things, and then it becomes serious, and then it becomes distracting and distressing, and it doesn't do anything for us. What does the most for us? Think about it. Am I right here or not? And maybe it's because there's so little of it that it means so much to us. Maybe if we had more of it, we wouldn't appreciate it as much. But I like being happy. And one of the things, beside my children and being with Meredith, frankly, excuse me, this is very dry here, Jennifer. Anybody tell you that?
I just sneezed myself, actually, so I must have gotten the memo.
Anyway, the point is going to make, the time I spend with you is something also that makes me very happy. This is a wonderful thing to go to, quote-unquote, work and be happy. And I can tell by listening to the voices, to your voice, Jennifer's and Victoria's and Kara's, that you are happy, too, here, most of the time. I don't think you're always happy here, but, you know, we're not always happy in any of our circumstances. I'm not always happy here, but I can tell you, most of the time, whether it's I could be grumpy. I've only had a couple hours of sleep. I could be a pain in the neck. What comes out of that? People say, that jerk, why do I want to work with him? So, and I'm not even sure I'm conscious of it as much as I ought to be. I'm conscious of it when I know I'm not happy. And so I'm going around and around here, but I think you get the point here. The argument is to be precise about what makes you happy, and usually at the Christmas juncture, most of us feel happy. We build up to it over the course of the month of December, and other than some of this crazy stuff going on at these malls the last couple of days, they're civilized enough to go to the mall. I remember walking to the mall a couple of times in December, and I was thinking it was pretty cool to look around all these people that were actually having a good time for the most part. I mean, every once in a while.
I love going to the mall at Christmas.
Yeah,
it's pretty. There's sparkles to look at.
Yeah.
Too bad people ruin it somewhere. But, you know, it's true.
You know, those shiny things on the floor. Anyway.
This is why I think we need concealed carry.
That's right. That'll make us all happy.
Nothing makes a mall better than more people.
Shoot more guys. Right. No. Let's shoot all the people that aren't happy. That's a great
saying.
You know what, Jennifer? That's a good idea.
You start causing trouble, watch out. Mama's packing. That's all.
Right. Anyway.
I'm not going to aim for anything important, just for like a big toe.
Merry Christmas. Let's kill all the people that aren't happy.
Oh, my God.
These guys are losers causing mall fights.
And a happy new year.
Aren't they? Who needs them?
I'm doing humanity a favor.
Well, we'd be doing everybody a favor by getting rid of these people. Right? But, I mean, think about the leaders of Daesh and Al-Qaeda. We'd be doing everybody a favor. We should pop them off. So why not do the same thing? So we're being silly, but it is.
We just lost the Christmas spirit really quickly. We just took a nosedive.
Kind of got an idea, though. Like, you know, everybody talks about how we need to vet the refugees or we need to, like, you know, find out where everybody's coming from. How about this? We just walk up to people and go, hey, dude, you happy? And if they say something that's not yes, then we just give them a little whack in the toe with the bullet.
Right.
All right.
Or step on their toe. Or step on
their toe. I was going to say, everybody's going to be forced into happiness pretty soon.
Maybe we'll make this a new national mandate. You got to be happy if you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
We'll have Pharrell Williams lead the effort. It'll be great.
That's it. Yeah. We should start all of our programs with that. Or, you know what? That's a great idea. Kara, from now on, let's start each other. Let's find all the songs that we can that have happy in the title or
Here's
the lyric
the first
line.
One. Are you ready for our rejoin at the bottom of the hour?
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And then
we'll drive our You're welcome.
Yeah, you're. Yes, thank
well,
you
well, I feel better.
All day long here. We've been doing this.
You better.
Follow the program on Twitter at
I like my big show. I just got a pedicure. I don't want it shot off by my co-host.
Okay.
The camera's got to be pretty good. Because she's 3,000 miles away from you. That's going to be a pretty good shot.
I wouldn't doubt her.
Follow the show at DJV Show at Jennifer Horn at On Air Victoria at C. Shillin. Like us on Facebook. .com at DJV Show at Doug Steffen, yada, 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 da, 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 da. So I just wanted to start this hour by putting our heads into a likely place that it doesn't go. You notice we haven't talked about government at all. How about that? That's really a measure.
Because we want to be happy. That's why we're not talking about government.
Right. So anyway, we'll ruin it probably by talking about the sad passing of Carrie Fisher in the next half hour. 18 past the hour now with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwich sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Appreciated this guy's music, and now I remember why, Jennifer. Because he has that classic country flavor.
Yeah,
I love her forever and ever.
Such a sad story with Randy Travis, right? That he had that pretty catastrophic stroke, but still making appearances, and he's not. I mean, he slowed down a little bit, but God love him, he's still keeping on. So that's a good thing.
The story about him today is that he helped to brighten the Christmas of a police officer in Texas, Gainesville, Texas. Officer's name is Keith Bartlett. He and his family lost their home in a fire just before Christmas. Could you imagine something like that happening?
It happened to my friends, to my mom's best friend.
Really?
She had a Christmas tree fire about 15 years ago.
Well, that's what happened. You got to be very careful with the lights and the dry Christmas trees and stuff. Anyway, so a lot of people have been helping Keith Bartlett and his family put their lives back together. Travis decided to pitch it himself. So he dropped by the police station to surprise Officer Bartlett with an autographed guitar. He was lured out of the office with a fake suspicious vehicle call on Christmas Day. So Travis's family could surprise him. The department posted on Facebook yesterday, quote, "The shift got to hang out with Randy for a while, and Keith played a couple of tunes. What a great Christmas at the police department." Bartlett, apparently an avid guitar player, and in the fire, obviously, his instruments were burned up. So the two of them went on to play a little. They had met apparently before, briefly. Bartlett helped investigate a theft case at Travis's ranch a while ago. You remember, Jennifer was just talking about that stroke from 2013. Didn't he? I thought he couldn't sing or speak, but apparently he's kind of working
around. He was able to get a few words of Amazing Grace out in October. Of course, it, you know, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No.
But, yeah, which was nice.
One thing that's so, you know, helpful, so interesting that I learned about people that have strokes, depending on what side of their brain is affected. My grandmother had a very catastrophic stroke that affected the right side of her brain, and the left side of her brain, and so she was unable to speak. And the sad thing that we discovered, or not sad, I guess it was a silver lining, she could still sing. She couldn't speak a word. She could say no and
really?
You know, a couple of words. But one day I was singing Happy Birthday to her, and she started singing, and her words came out perfectly. So from that moment on, when we wanted to work her voice, we'd have her sing.
Good for you. That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another singer, Eddie Vedder. I helped out a straggling family. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, remember him?
He's about to go to the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah. He helped save Christmas for a family in Maryland after seeing a plea on Craigslist from a mother of six children who was facing eviction and didn't have any money for gifts, so he sent her a check for $10,000.
Wow.
The situation reminded him, he said, of his own childhood. How many people have come for nothing and then become something great? That's the theme behind that Showtime, which now I'm hooked on. I watched four more episodes of it on the plane last night.
Billions?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really very good show. Anyway, Vedder said they, going back in his history, there were years when toys from Santa were used, came from garage sales, they didn't always work, that kind of stuff. So this was a lady named Tashika Britton. She went on Craigslist, and the plea that she presented there went viral. There was a story about her and the situation in the Washington Post. I think that's where Vedder tied in. Mother of six, five boys and a girl. So isn't it neat? They had a GoFundMe. I guess the family, after the $10,000, got another $18,000. So good for them and good for those who helped out. This is the helping time of the year, 28 after the hour.
Mistake makers. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What should we do with mistake makers? What consequences should exist for them? Should we punish them harshly? Oh, remember, I'm only talking about people who make mistakes differently than you do, because you, like me, obviously also make mistakes. But no, I'm not talking about the mistakes you make, because those mistakes are obviously okay to make. What I'm asking you about are, what should we do with people who make mistakes differently from you? I mean, if I was referring to your mistakes, I'd probably suggest that there be some consequence that involves you being taught how you messed up or understand why you did what you did and then be taught a new path. But then any discussion around your mistakes is usually acceptable. It's the discussion around others' mistakes where you really have the freedom to judge harshly. Except that we're all mistake makers. For more on compassion and perspective, subscribe to Tackling Life, the podcast where I team up with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Of the CRN Digital Network, one of the fastest growing audio facilities, not only in California, but in the United States, if not the world.
Oh, the world.
Yes, that's because Jennifer and our dad are in charge. Okay, so I have at my fingertips the actual lyric line to If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands, courtesy of our off-site producer who was listening and said, here, these are the lyrics.
Yeah, because if you're happy,
isn't it just
section?
That? If
no.
You're happy and you know
nope,
it, clap your hands.
Nope. We messed up a couple of lyric lines, so here we go. You ready? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come on. The three of you need to be paying close attention.
I'm not a joiner.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, here we go.
You are.
If
you're
happy
and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
And your face. Oh, wait a minute. Let's try this. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it.
Face will surely show it. If you're happy
and you know
it,
clap your hands.
Thanks, Meredith, because that's the part I forgot.
How'd you know that Beth, you sent this to us?
Because you said you're off-site producer.
Yes.
And look, I think I'm pretty much aware of who's on your payroll. So.
Don't get giving her any ideas. All right, Carrie Fisher. And this whole business, the cult that followed her. It looked, I said this last week, I think it was Friday when she came, she was in England promoting her new book. And she was on all that, what's that guy's name, Graham Nash? Graham Norton, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there because he's got a big show in England and she did some talk radio stuff over there. And then she got on a plane on Friday morning, United flight from London to Los Angeles. And 40 minutes before the plane touched down in L.A., she had what was basically the end of her life, even though she was on the machines for a while. It was pretty obvious from the beginning. Anyway, you read between the lines and you know that, and I talked to a couple of the doctors that are on the program, it was pretty much, when you get onto a ventilator, you're done. And so, that's okay. That's the sad part of it. But if you look at her body, and part of the things in her life that got her to the point where she had a heart attack at the age of 60 were choices that she made over her lifetime based on whatever her own stuff was, drugs and alcohol. I don't know what she did, but it was enough to mess up her body. But, boy, if you look really between the lines of her being in big movies like the Blues Brothers, the character that she played there was really funny, and Star Wars, of course, and lots of other things. But she was very influential behind the scenes in tons, dozens of scripts for movies, mostly a few television shows, but movies. She would do what actually my son and his partner do, but she did a lot better because she had a lot more experience. She fixed a lot of big movies. Whether you realize it or not, Sister Act, Lethal Weapon 3.
She'd rewrite the scripts little bits at a time.
Yeah, right.
The two that surprised me the most happened to be two of my favorite movies, The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore,
is
one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah.
And Hook, which is like my all-time favorite movie with Robin Williams and, what's his name, Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And she was uncredited, so she must have either just really enjoyed doing the work or they paid her and she said, I don't need to be in the credits.
Right.
But that's incredible. Those movies are, they touched everyone who was in their early 20s, and then her work with Star Wars, you could be in your mid-70s and like what she did.
Right.
So not many people get to impact that many people in terms of an age range.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. That's an aspect of this, Victoria. By the way, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV experience at 39 past the hour. The thing that struck me most about her when she had her struggles and then sort of focused on the mental health aspects of her life and then through that became helpful. She was helpful in many different ways. And so what most people remember her for, I was talking to somebody on the air an hour or so ago, didn't really know that much about Carrie Fisher's life, except he said, I just heard a lot of people talking about it. So, that must be she was famous for Star Wars, and that's pretty much all that people remember for. She did cameo on top of cameo, playing herself or playing other characters.
And she wrote so many books, too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting about her is there are a lot of people who fight celebrity and who, get offended. They just want privacy. And she let people into her life. She was the true. I always say that the best people on radio, the best people on TV, the best people in movies are the ones that are vulnerable, who are not putting on a show, who are not, no offense, Victoria, Kardashian-esque. You know what I mean? Where they leave you and let you in into their life, but a fake glimpse or a controlled right. glimpse of their life. She talked about her life very honestly, the good and the bad. She talked about her addiction problems. She talked about her struggle with mental illness. And, you know, for some reason, I think that made us all feel like we knew her. So not only did we have this kind of icon who was obviously part of the Star Wars franchise, maybe one of the most important parts of the Star Wars franchise. And then you have this woman that you also know who behind the scenes, and she was very honest about that. And I think that's commendable. I mean, to me, it's better than giving me a phony baloney look into your life. I want, you know, if you're going to do this, show me the real side of you. And she did that.
Isn't that interesting? You say that in the way you put it. She was able to somehow or other bridge it so that it didn't get out of control. You know who else makes... I have three or four names that come into my mind when you just mentioned that, Jennifer. I was thinking about Shatner and how he's able to
definitely.
Do that. He's really smart.
And that makes
capable.
Him likable.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ed McMahon was the same way. I don't know Shatner other than the times I met him at your house a couple of times. But I knew McMahon very well, as did you. And we saw him as a vulnerable guy, especially get older in life. But through his divorces and, you know, he'd have fun with it. But there was this, I remember once, I don't think I've ever told the story on the air. He invited me to the Star Search set when they were shooting it down in Florida. And he had just married Pam, his third and last wife. And for some reason or another, he was on stage and they were blocking it and they were talking to some of the kids that were going to be on the show. Some man came over to Pam and started talking to her in a way that Ed didn't like because he seemed to be flirting with her. Pam was an attractive woman and a good deal younger than Ed. And I looked at his eyes and I watched as he was watching this guy. And there was a vulnerability that came out that you would never have seen in his whatever television appearance he was doing. But he didn't hide it. He wanted, you know, he was making sure this guy wasn't trying to make time with his wife. And I'm sure maybe the guy didn't know. But I'm telling you the story because vulnerability is something that makes us authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's what people like. Oftentimes people think they're supposed to be a certain way and not be themselves. You know who's another one like that? Meredith and I were laughing about this. Uri is the same way. Uri is every time I'm with him, wherever he is, like I spent a couple of days with him last week in Israel, and we went to dinner, and he loves to play with people. People will recognize him. There was somebody, we were having a birthday dinner, just him and his family and a couple of friends. And people were walking by. He doesn't hide himself. And they heard us sing happy birthday to him. Well, if there wasn't in the next room, there were people having a birthday party. And one of them, a young girl, came over and said, "Oh, Uri Geller, my father knows you from Germany." And Uri looked quizzically for a moment. And then he said, "Well, where are you?" And then so he went around over into the room and walked in. And they all clapped. And he bent a spoon for him. And he talked to this guy who was a Navy SEAL who had seen Uri perform in Germany. And he loved it, enjoyed it, but didn't let it take the evening over. Okay, after he'd all shaked everybody's hands and bent a couple of spoons, he came back to the table and people left him alone. And he engages people, but to a point where it is proper and fun, and then you disengage. And I think that's a very difficult line for a lot of people who don't know how to handle celebrity or success, never mind in something like radio or television, but in life in general, the people who run Goldman Sachs I pulled that out of the air, President of the United States. Are those people, is Obama approachable? I mean, George Bush, I would bet to a certain point they are. Mm-hmm. I think Trump probably is. I think you go back to, so I mean, at some point, because of the craziness in the world, a lot of people around them don't let them be themselves.
I would actually think that probably of the presidents, I think probably George Bush, who's lived a really private life. Yeah. If you saw him bicycling around in Texas, I have a feeling he'd probably stop and talk with you. And I think the same thing with Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton loves getting out and chatting with
people.
Oh, he does.
Love celebrity.
And it's hard to say if Obama will, because right now he's, you know, under obviously so much cover. It'll be interesting to see how he adjusts to civilian life.
But to go back to Carrie Fisher and the way, thank you for opening that discussion up, Jennifer, because that really was an important part of her life. And she knew how to bridge the gap. And she was nothing but helpful. to the people through the books, through their presentations, through her interviews. Mm-hmm. Diane Sawyer did a very profound conversation on the air with her. After, you know, and they focused in on the mental health issues and the other things in which she was vulnerable.
I applaud any celebrity who will speak honestly about mental illness, because for me, that is one of my, it's just one of my hot button issues. I think this country does not want to deal with it because it's not a very attractive thing to have to deal with. And so anybody who is in a position of power that actually has the potential to reach out and touch people who are going through the same thing, I just, I commend them, because it's not easy. It's not easy to admit. Many people look at that as having a weakness, or they look at it less about an illness than more about having a weakness.
Well, the way she talked about it with humor just makes it so approachable. And, you know, speaking about her books and everything, one of the silver linings I found in this yesterday was, you know, I think sad for a lot of people who enjoyed all of her work, but she, in one of her books, Wishful Drinking, which I think was based on her one-woman show, she talked about how in the white dress she had to wear in Star Wars, George Lucas told her that she couldn't wear a bra under it. And she said, well, why? Why can't I wear underwear under it? And he said, well, you don't wear underwear in space. Supposedly, this is his reasoning, because your body would expand because and there's no gravity, but your bra wouldn't, so you would get strangled by your own bra. Okay, but
oh,
she said,
that's interesting.
Yeah, she said she thought that would make a fantastic obituary. So she said she wanted all her younger friends, no matter how she went, to have it reported that she drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra.
that's a great quote. Yeah.
That is a great quote. Her mother was Debbie Reynolds. Her father, I don't. Most people know who Debbie Reynolds is. I'm betting that none of the three of you know who Eddie Fisher was.
I feel like my mom said he was a singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was he a singer?
Pop singer. Yeah, he was one of those, what was referred to in the era as a matinee idol, and married Debbie. He was Eddie Fisher left Debbie Reynolds to marry Elizabeth Taylor, and it was scandal on top of scandal on top of scandal, and Debbie Reynolds never spoke to him again. And it made it difficult for Carrie Fisher, who had his name, obviously, to bridge the gap, but she did work with the two of them. But Debbie Reynolds was not interested in, and I can understand. I mean, put yourself
in that
position.
Can you imagine Elizabeth Taylor? Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and Elizabeth Taylor, I think, only was married to him for like a year and 10 months, and then I don't
know. She moved on to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that she was an accomplished actress and helped a lot of people in a lot of great ways, and it's sad that she's gone. She's only 60 years old. 48 past the hour with DJV.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they're calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus special financing. Don't miss these end of year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Victoria takes center stage after I sort of ask. I'm glomming around here for this one. Apparently, Trump is not going to give up his telephone. I saw something from one of his advisors. I guess the press secretary designate is Sean Spicer. And he said in an interview yesterday that Trump's tweets will be a, quote, really exciting part of his presidency.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Understatement of the year.
Wheels coming off of that one. I don't know how smart that is. Anyway, okay, so this Obama does a little tweeting, doesn't he now? Here and there.
POTUS account actually tweets, but I don't know that that's really the president. Yeah. I mean, this is sort of a now like where we are, like with what, we are in history and pop culture. It's now you can bypass the media and just tweet directly to people.
Do your own deal. Yep. All right. Amazon reports on, Amazon reports and you decide. So we'll figure out what Amazon is reporting and the lawsuit against the CIA. Yeah, let's go get them. That's coming right up here.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free.
Get unlimited mobile optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 56 after the hour now. So Amazon has announced, Victoria, the results of their sales in a number of different areas, including how many televisions. Wait till you hear this, folks. How many TVs were sold by Amazon?
Amazon actually announced they had their greatest holiday season ever, which I'm not really surprised because they had the Echo, the Amazon Echo. They had the Echo Dot, which is the smaller version, the tablet, the Fire tablet, and the Fire Stick. But it was the TVs that were the hottest item this season. The Samsung 32-inch smart LED TV and the Avera 32-inch were among the top sellers for Amazon. Amazon said that customers bought enough TVs to reach the top of Mount Everest more than 9 times.
How did they? Wow. Who thinks in those terms?
It's a creative way to.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, visualize.
To give a visual, but yeah, right, that's incredible. Right. They also sold, which this really surprised me, 10,451 carats of diamonds were sold on Amazon.
Wow.
Through, you know, not just regular rings, you know, not just in engagement rings, but of course necklaces, earrings, things like that. I mean, that's a lot of sparkle on Amazon. They said a watch was sold every 1.5 second.
Bling.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable. Right. Yeah. And Hasbro's Pie Face game was their best-selling in the toy category, which our very own Kara Schilling likes
you,
to play.
I sure do.
All right. Jason Leopold, a reporter who writes for a number of different blog sites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and Ryan Shapiro, a candidate for a doctorate at MIT, filed a lawsuit against the FBI, the CIA, Department of Homeland Security, Office of the Director of National Intelligence. I find this fascinating because they didn't comply with a Freedom of Information Act request looking for records pertaining to the Russian hacking of the election.
Yeah,
so what
apparently.
Are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for. They want to know exactly what Congress, what information Congress received, and this is under the Freedom of Information Act. And apparently, those agencies had 10 days to respond, and they didn't. So now they've got a lawsuit.
Good.
This is going to be one that we'll watch.
Yep, I want to see them get what they want. I want to see them take them down. Those guys at the CIA, take them down. 59 past the.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.